all these things I talked about, the interesting measuring temperatures on stars and making solar sails and specific heat of vacuum, but it doesn't seem so directly relevant to solids when I describe it that way. But actually, this is the recipe for the quantization of fields that we can use for all systems of bosons, not just light. So it's convenient to start out with light because you have some understanding for the quantum radiation curves with light. And I need to calculate those for sound and for other things as well. But let's just look at what we did. So we started out with classical equations, in this case, the wave equation. And I had linear equations. If they were nonlinear, then the thing to do would be to linearize them and then find the normal modes of the linearized states. Because if they're nonlinear, you won't be able to find normal modes. You won't separate into normal modes, and you'll have very complicated classical problem. It'll be a disaster to try to quantize it. So typically what you do is you have a nonlinear problem, you linearize it, and then worry about the nonlinear part later. First quantize it, and then in perturbation theory include the nonlinearities again. And then you calculate the density of states, and this tells you how many of these normal modes there are in an energy interval. For light, we could express the energy in terms of wavelength or frequency as well. And then you have to quantize the normal modes, and once you've done that, you can calculate certain thermodynamic quantities, like I did. All right. So